It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Little Bat Studio, and it's quarter number three, which means it is now time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. The 409 Tailgate crew has opened up a retail outlet in Happy Valley. It's a tailgate corner at the Emporium in the Nittany Mall. Join them on Friday nights prior to home games for a free tasting of tailgate barbecue and wine. If you always wanted to give their barbecue a try, here's your opportunity to sample some mighty fine barbecue. And don't forget, the listener deem with the number one question this week. Listeners, since we didn't give one away last week, we're trying to give two away this week. You'll receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com with some sauces and rubs. Okay, Ross, are you ready to give two tailgate boxes away?
I am ready.
This one comes from Brian in Kansas City. Ross, hey guys, I love the show. Thank you, Ross, for educating Andy the way you do.
My pleasure.
Looking at Sean
Hopefully
Clifford,
the questions are better, but that's a good start. Good start.
Looking at Sean Clifford prior to going into this year, everyone seemed to be excited about his ability to throw the deep ball. This year, it seems he's consistently struggled and has underthrown receivers. Why do you think that is? Is it timing, arm strength, or something else? Thanks for your insight.
That is a good question. You know why? Because I have no idea. I have no explanation for it. Because it seemed like last year he'd come in and throw like an 80-yard bomb for a touchdown.
95 yards to Daniel George.
Like last year, him throwing deep, you thought, wow, that's a strength.
Yeah.
And it almost harkened you back to McSorley 2016, all the deep balls they had that year.
Yeah.
And this year, they can't really connect on it. Now, they've had, what, one or two with Hamler? Maybe.
Mostly catching runs, though.
Right.
Nothing.
They haven't been able to do it.
It is.
It is. Yeah. It's a really good question. That's already got a good chance to be the winner. Because if I don't know the answer to it, it's a good question.
James talked about his footwork needing to be more consistent on throws. He thought, and James is a former quarterback. Let's not forget that. Ricky Ronnie, former quarterback. He has not been on the same page on deep balls with KJ Hamler for a lot. There's been a couple of plays where there's been either receivers running into the same area to foil potential big plays. I don't understand what happened either on that interception on the deep ball to Hamler, because Hamler never looked back for the ball.
Right.
You could blame that on Sean Clifford, but if KJ Hamler is aware that the ball is coming, he can at least try and break it up. But the fact that they were not, you could tell they weren't on the same page, it is a little bit of a mystery. I think the other thing that's hurt Sean early in the year is after the first game with Justin Shorter, everyone kind of thought, well, he's healthy.
Right.
He was feeling it against, but he really has not. He's either been dinged or they haven't gone his way. I kind of thought that would be the deep game for Penn State this year. It would be him and Shorter. And I just don't think there's anyone other than Hamler. And Hamler's more of a – I think he's more of a run and catch guy. I really do.
I agree. All right, let's keep going. This one comes from Michael in State College. He said, I'm an old-timer. Noah Kane reminds me of Lydell Mitchell. He and Journey Brown kind of remind me of Lydell and Franco. Both were great runners and above-average receivers. I'd like your thoughts.
That's a terrible question because I was born in 1979, and so I've never seen Lydell Mitchell play football.
Got it.
So I will defer to Jim or Bob, maybe. Bob, did you ever watch him?
You know what? Franco and Lydell at Penn State, that even predates me a little bit. I could talk about him as a Colt and Franco as a Steeler.
Let's bring in the boss man,
all right,
Jim Galante.
I don't think they're stylistically the same. What I remember, I was a little kid, but I didn't think of Lydell Mitchell the way you do Noah Kane, the guy who could push it forward a couple extra yards.
Yeah.
I never thought of Lydell Mitchell that way.
He was like more of a slasher, right?
Yes, yes. And I think he was a pretty good receiver also, which probably came up more when he in his NFL career than in college. I think the only way you compare him is it's nice to have two really good running backs at the same time.
Yeah.
To me, that's where the comparison ends.
So to break it down, Matt in Hoboken, number one, it's a terrible question because I was born in 1979. Number two, according to our old guy expert, Jim Galanti, there's no comparison whatsoever. Number three is Hoboken is awesome, and we really appreciate the email.
All right, this comes from Nick in Harrisburg. We had a great time at the homecoming game at GoPSURV. The only way to do a noon game is to go up the night before. Okay, Ross, former Iowa head coach and psychology major Hayden Fried painted the visitors' locker room pink to gain a psychological advantage. What is the worst locker room you went to on the road that made you think this is BS, they're doing this on purpose to gain an advantage?
Oh, that's a great question. Uh-oh. And the answer is Oakland Raiders. It was unbelievable.
Did you ever play in San Diego?
It was first game rookie year.
Okay. San Diego's are bad too.
San Diego, they're similar in that they were, because back then that was a baseball one.
Right.
So they were similar in that they were both baseball and the locker rooms were small. Maybe it was because it was my first game, so I didn't have that much of an experience when I was in San Diego. But Oakland is not only smaller, there's drudge dripping down from the ceiling. There's like mold.
Al Davis, I mean, ladies and gentlemen.
You walk out. I don't remember even the showers working right. You walk out to go down in the tunnel, and there's all kinds of wiring, like this much wiring. I'm making a huge hole hanging down that you feel like anybody could just grab or cut. And I mean, it was awful. That's a great question, and the answer is Raiders by a lot.
All right,
and they're still in that stadium. That was 2004. They're still in that stadium.
They are.
By the way, can I tell you guys a quick story there?
Sure.
So we're out there. We already have two great questions, by the way. We already have two potential winners.
I got more.
I went out there in 2004, my fourth year in the NFL. I'm playing for the Buffalo Bills. And I thought, I don't know if I'll ever be at the Black Hole again. It's a Black Hole. I've been watching on TV. You know this. So when we come out for pregame warm-ups, I go right up because we're warming up. The offensive line warms up in the end zone. Right where the Black Hole is, I run right over to the dudes with the spikes on their shoulder pads and stuff, and yep, be like, "Is that it? Is that all you guys got? I thought you guys were supposed to be tough." I was like 3 feet from them. I stepped back a little bit. They all immediately tried to grab at me, screaming me. I wanted the full experience. You know, you only live once. I wanted the full Black Hole experience, and
provoked. The Black Hole was provoked.
You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue sauce rubs and 409 tailgate wine needs. Visit 409tailgateclub.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, and please drink blue and light.
I got yelled at. I got scolded by Kevin, our Labatt Blue guy, because I said drink blue and white.
Yeah, you know what, Kevin? You flubbed it.
Yeah, how about this, Kev? How about a little marketing 101 right here? Because I flubbed it and said, oh, did I say blue? Blah, blah, blah. Net, Labatt Blue got more attention. They got more discussion for Labatt Blue.
You did it on
blue
purpose, Kevin.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just a marketing mastermind and you're not keeping up.
All right, this comes from John in Delco. He says, Mr. Tucker, why do you think Penn State has to wait until halftime to make most of its in-game adjustments? With today's technology, communication to the field, all that stuff, it shouldn't be an issue. Why do you think Penn State struggles in this area? And then he has a bonus question. Barbecue potato chips, Middlesworth or Martin's?
Oh, that's easy.
It's
Middlesworth.
Okay, I will trust Bob on that. I don't eat a lot
easily
of potato chips.
Easily.
I don't eat a lot of potato chips, but I think I like Middlesworth. Is Middlesworth like up near Sealands Grove? Yes. Where are they based?
Yes. And there's a little hub right around here too.
Martins is down like York County, maybe.
What Utz is in York County? That's in Hanover.
There's a Hers franchise somewhere floating around. It's Middlesworth. It's not close.
So
what was the football question
about the halftime adjustments? Why do you think Penn State has to wait till halftime to make?
Does he have any examples or evidence that do you buy?
No, because James talked about it. The Buffalo game, he went out of his way because they were down 10-7 at half, and he said after the game, he said, "We're not making adjustments quick enough in the first half. We need to be able to do it series by series. We had to make all our adjustments at halftime, and that's why we went on the big run." On Tuesday, he said he went into all the things that go into making adjustments, and he said one of the big problems is the players weren't giving them accurate enough information that matched what the coaches were seeing in the coaching booth, and it took them too long to get them on the same page, to get like a cohesive like troubleshoot. He said that was a big problem because they're a young team, and the players don't always know what they're seeing because they're always on their phones or they're looking in the crowd and they can't focus.
So they should be able to make adjustments sooner. There is no reason it should be halftime. It sounds like Franklin feels that way. The old expression used to be, in high school, you make the adjustments after the game.
Right.
In college, you make the adjustments at halftime. In the NFL, you make them in between series.
Right.
That was the old expression. I don't think that's true anymore. I think there's high schools that they have those video. It's unbelievable what they have now.
They have TVs.
So I would just say there is no reason why they shouldn't make the adjustments sooner.
This comes from the Riz in Princeton, New Jersey. Sir Ross, has Justin Shorter entered the witness protection program? I haven't heard his name during a game for weeks. What is up?
Yeah, so he had a nice start against Idaho, and he did okay in a couple games, but in the Maryland game, he got the targeting hit. I'm pretty sure he had a head issue, had to leave that game pretty early. I don't know if they held him back or he wasn't cleared last week against Purdue. I would expect him to be full go against Iowa, but I just think it whenever a five-star is kind of slow to kind of get going, I think there's always going to be questions. I just think his health has really kind of held him back. He physically still looks to me like a guy that's going to help them sooner rather than later.
All right,
Better be careful.
Yeah.
Julian Fleming might commit to Ohio State again.
Michael from Hoboken says, I love the podcast, been listening for 3 years. Aside from Ohio State, which matchup do you think going forward is the most likely to catch the Lions off guard? Michigan State, Iowa night game.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to say at Iowa. I'm going to say this game.
Indiana.
Minnesota is getting better each week. I know.
No.
I'm telling you.
5-0.
I don't care.
Okay.
Right. Who have they played? I think at Iowa, I think this game is the one. The winners are, you know who the winners are. The two I said were great questions.
Yep, I got them. It's the one you didn't know the answer to, Brian. From
the locker room question.
And the locker room question, which comes from Nick in Harrisburg.
Love it.
All right, that'll do it for Ask Ross in quarter number three. We're going to preview the Iowa game, picks and predictions and bowl predictions coming up. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent. or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.